This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is in the middle of a dramatic surge in new COVID-19 cases, with more than 60,700 confirmed on Monday. That's according to data released by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections were confirmed Monday in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California. According to Johns Hopkins, the number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a two-week stay-at-home order. The judge who issued the curfew order said the intensive care units in all of the city's hospitals were completely full. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday bring the total since February to more than 8.7 million. It's the highest total in the world, according to Hopkins. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities. It has now climbed over the 226,000 mark. Worldwide, there are over 43.6 million cases and more than 1.1 million deaths attributed to COVID-19. Russia, France, Sweden, and Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. A new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. The study was of more than 365,000 people and took place between June and September of this year. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Italy has approved a package of measures on Tuesday to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus. This happened hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jumped. The measures will cost 5.4 billion euros, that's $6.38 billion, and will include grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. That's according to Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte at a news conference on Tuesday. Earlier, the health ministry reported 21,994 new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours, with 221 deaths. It was the first time Italy registered more than 200 fatalities in a single day since mid-May. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. He shut gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools, triggering protests against the closures in several cities. The lives of thousands of children under the age of five in war-torn Yemen are at risk because of acute malnutrition. That's according to the UN Children's Fund. A UNICEF press release said Tuesday that is particularly true in southern parts of the country, where about one in five children are suffering from acute malnutrition. The report said some 98,000 children are at risk of dying if they don't receive urgent intervention. The statement says, in addition to children, at least a 250,000 pregnant or breastfeeding women are also in need of treatment for malnutrition. Yemen has long been regarded as unsafe for children because of insufficient and poor quality diet, a high prevalence of communicable diseases, and elevated levels of food insecurity. Yemeni children also have limited access to nutrition and health services, poor sanitation and hygiene, and little or no access to important vaccines like measles and polio. The Rwandan businessman suspected of financing the country's 1994 genocide has been transferred to The Hague to await trial. The United Nations International Residual Mechanism for Criminal Tribunals said in a statement Monday that 87-year-old Felician Kabuga would soon go before a judge. Kabuga was moved to The Hague Monday from France, where he evaded arrest for more than 22 years before his capture near Paris in May. He faces multiple charges, including complicity in genocide, direct and public incitement to commit genocide, and crimes against humanity. He allegedly bankrolled Hutu militia groups and the radio and television broadcasts that encouraged the killings. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.